I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Trade issues and their importance to farmers and ranchers have rarely been more in the spotlight than in recent months. The United States-Mexico-Canada agreement and a partial trade deal with China are promising new sales of U.S. agricultural products. The U.S. Grains Council and the National Corn Growers Association say they want to take advantage of the momentum and help Colorado farmers become champions of trade. The groups are sponsoring a series of trade schools, with one scheduled in Burlington on March 11th and 12th. Kim Redden with Colorado Corn says the trade schools have been held in the past, but not in Colorado.
Sometimes our understanding of trade is limited to a certain window based on what we produce or where we're at in the country. And the intention of the school is to really talk broadly about trade policy, but also specifics as to, you know, what is USMCA going to mean for us in Colorado, and what is it going to mean for grain trade? The U.S. grain has been doing quite a bit of trade development and pushing into new markets and helping U.S. producers find and plug into those markets.
Redden says Colorado farmers with trade experience will be among the speakers to share their knowledge. Floyd Gabler, Director of Trade Policy and Biotechnology with the U.S. Grains Council, will be at the Colorado event as well. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.